Dennis and Jamar on Chum.
If you were concerned about the wind yesterday, maybe this story explains what happens.
Okay.
They call it a space hurricane. I've never even heard of this. I've never even heard of this until like yesterday, but that's what was going on yesterday. I don't know if it had much to do with the real wind, but, you know, hurricanes wreak havoc on Earth. Like, they come seasonally and, you know, ocean currents, and they cause chaos in the sky, and then they cause, you know, a lot of damage on Earth and on the land. Mm-hmm. There's also in the upper atmosphere what they call space hurricanes, and this is like the first one that they've ever discovered, they said. Yeah, they said that pretty much over like Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, they've spotted some swirling masses of things. Even on the sun, they've seen these like swirling masses of like space particles and debris and what have you. And they said they saw these on the upper atmosphere of the planets. They discovered this for the first time near Earth as well.
So do you think maybe the wind the other day was because of that thing kind of moving around and encouraging the Earth? I mean, how can it not?
I don't know, but your very scientific analysis should be considered.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, let me just say this. My understanding that everything is ultimately connected. So
yeah.
I don't know if, you know, what we're experiencing has anything to do with these space hurricanes, but it is a very, very cool phenomenon that I encourage everyone to Google at some point. Space hurricanes, and they've spotted one over Earth recently.
Okay, thank you for the update.
Space hurricane.
I'm going to blame it. When it's really windy outside, must be that space hurricane.
Exactly.
That'll start a conversation.
Some people call me space hurricane.
Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Cancer.
Listen up, Cancer.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready to reorganize your daily routine? If you can see the benefits it could bring, including more free time, then think about it. There may be other things on the horizon that are of interest to you as well. Your day is a 7.
Leo.
Well, I'm kind of in a rut, so yeah, thank you. Okay, Leos.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Should you be open about your situation or keep things secret?
Secret.
You are very close to the vest on a lot of things. The present lineup suggests that this could be a dilemma in days ahead. So this matter will probably come out into the open anyway. Just know that your day, Leo, is a 9.
Okay.
Virgo,
an all-around summertime horoscope. If you've been overthinking a certain issue, Virgo, you can feel anxious at your lack of progress. You might be so eager to do the right thing that you end up doing nothing at all. But a link involving Jupiter could change this by boosting your confidence. Big day for Virgo, a 9. All right, those are your horoscopes this morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum
104.5. Get up!
Lord, there's so much going on today. Okay, so that was just Bruno Mars. He had new music today at 8:30. Around then, you'll hear the brand new Bruno Mars song with Anderson .Paak. Guys, it's beautiful. It's a great song. You're going to love it.
We had a little bit of a sound test just a moment ago, and I love it.
Be here for it. Also, at, let's say around 6:30, new Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
All right. There's a story that's been circulating on TikTok that is really weird. Someone said that her mirror was giving her like an issue. She felt some kind of breeze or something from behind the mirror in her apartment.
Do we have that right now, Miles? No. Okay. So she feels this like wind coming through. Take it away there, Jamar.
The wind was kind of troubling to her. She's like, you know, why is there a breeze coming from my mirror? I could hear like a window or a door having a breeze, but why would a mirror have a breeze? So she decides to pull off the window off the wall, and lo and behold, behind the wall, when she breaks through the wall, she sees that there is actually a hole going into a whole another apartment behind her mirror. Do you guys remember Candyman?
I've never seen it, but I've been hearing about it this morning on Zoom.
Yeah, Candyman. Azalea, you watched Candyman, right? Did you see Candyman?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, Candyman is the movie, the horror movie where it took place in Chicago. And if you look into the mirror and say Candyman 5 times, a scary dude with a hook on his hand comes through the mirror and kills you.
Wow.
So this is giving everybody on TikTok Candyman vibes.
So she lifts this big mirror off in her bathroom.
Yeah.
She finds this hole.
Yeah.
She does a four-part TikTok on it. She decides to go in. Her roommate's watching her. For some reason, she carries a hammer just in case.
I mean, and you never know who or what's back there, right?
Right on. But when she gets in there, it's a new space. It's like
an entirely new apartment. And apparently this is how they built. I'm reading that maybe in the old days they built a lot of apartments like this so you could have easy access to get like behind the plumbing. Like if you need to get from one, I don't know, something to that effect.
Okay.
Some kind of access issue. So they said just put a hole, you know, behind mirrors in bathrooms. But this sounds like a really, really big security risk.
It does. So, you know, she goes in there, she finds garbage bags, she finds boxes, but she finds it a whole new space.
Have you guys ever found anything in your house, like something really, really old? I mean, a lot of people doing renovations right now, so I don't know if you've ever renovated and found old stuff. Yeah, you know, in our renovation, they took off the drywall, and there's a chimney in the house, and I mean, it wasn't anything exciting, but the wallpaper around this chimney, it looked like it was from another time.
How old was your house?
From the 1800s.
I see, yeah.
So the wallpaper looked easily like it could have been in a black and white film, except it was in color. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen anything like it before.
Yeah, sometimes they would put wallpaper up if you could afford it to hide really uneven walls and things like that, or to accent it. For me, not as glamorous as yours. I did take off the bathroom mirror because I was painting a house in my house in Scarborough, and I found cigarette butts behind the medicine cabinet. I went, ew! From 1978, that's when the house was built. And then when I went down to the basement to renovate and take out the old, you know, sink and everything, I found a Father's Day card that was never filled out.
Wow.
It was like sepia toned. It was so, you know, but it was dated. I mean, it was dated in the 60s, but the house was from 1978. So interesting stuff that people find. I know
Shannon from Knights recently.
Yeah.
I guess she's doing renovations in the home or something like that. Found all these like newspapers and like this like a journal and like all these really old clippings from back in the day. I mean, I've got to think that stuff's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, could be. And there's a contractor that found a hidden note, a bottle of whiskey from 20 years ago under flooring. I mean, you know, you never know what treasures you're going to find.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't think a whole apartment.
Right.
But the thing that tipped her off is the kind of airflow coming in from around the mirror. Amazing.
The breeze, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a Scooby-Doo plot line or something.
Have you found anything? Let us know.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 104.5.
Ever find anything really, really old hidden in the house? Maybe an entire room like she did on TikTok? Behind the mirror in her bathroom, there was a hole that led to an entire, like, apartment. A whole empty apartment behind that mirror.
She wiggled her way through it. She documented on a four-part TikTok, and she took a hammer in with her, and she found another apartment, garbage, boxes. Wow.
And she didn't have to say Candyman because
she
wasn't interested in finding the Candyman back there.
She said she never saw Candyman, but now that she knows about it, she's like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Paul is on the line. Paul, did you renovate houses at some point?
Yeah, I'm just doing bigger projects, that's all.
Is this a pretty common thing in the renovation world, just finding old relics and stuff?
Yeah, I went into one place on Lee Side, and that's, nobody had been in the house for quite some time, and wanted to renovate it, and there was like $700 in an envelope stuck in between some walls that we tore apart, so I'd been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Why do people put stuff in between a wall? Like, is
they
that...
don't trust the banks, Jamar.
Okay.
No. Yeah. No, that's, and see, Leaside's an older area, so it's, you know, that's what they used to do.
Yeah, the mattress or in the wall. What else did you find?
There was another house that was being torn down. We went into it, and there was a 1937 newspaper.
Wow.
And I still have it, actually. I have it wrapped up in a milk bag.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
You should frame that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm almost afraid to pull it apart.
Yeah, I know.
What was the name of the newspaper?
I couldn't tell you.
Toronto Telegraph?
It might have been. But it was out in Oshawa area.
Okay.
The house was... torn down or whatever.
And the $700, they were like really old notes? They were old
No,
money?
They weren't. I'm going to say just after the 1954 bill.
Okay. Okay. That is pretty amazing. So what did you do with the money, Jamar and I would like to know?
There we go.
Oh, I split it with my dad because he was helping me at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody knew about, and the owner had long gone, so.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
And like I said, I still have the newspaper, so.
That's cool. You know, like you find things behind walls and underneath old floors, because back in the day, you know, some people left a message. Some people hid their money in certain, like, false floors, just because, you know, they went through a depression. They didn't want to lose their money, you know, at the banks.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I did another renovation down at 302 Bay Street, which is a historical building.
Yeah.
It actually had a newspaper clipping from 1945, and there was some wrestling kind of clip in it.
Oh, that's all. Miles is all over that one. Yeah.
So we kind of had a good chuckle about that.
Wow. Well, it's almost like treasure. You're kind of like a treasure hunter.
Yeah, no, this is a whole reality show here.
Yeah, yeah.
100%. Thank you so much for the call, Paul.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chum.
6:30 games commence. We have on Team Maryland, Keith, this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling today, Keith?
I'm feeling great, thank you.
All right.
All right, on Team Jamar is Juliana.
Yes.
All right, welcome to the team, Juliana, this morning.
Good morning.
Great. You guys are playing 5 and 10 today. We'll explain how that goes right after we tell you the prize.
A full platter assortment of candy from Cured Catering Toronto delivered right to your door. You can do all sorts of things with Cure. Your gifting and hosting needs with charcuterie boards, brunch options, and so much more. You want some more details? You can get it at chum1045.com.
Sounds good. Okay, 5 and 10. We're going to give you 10 seconds to name 5 different things. And we'll give you the subject. If we need a tiebreaker, we'll go there. But, 5 different things in 10 seconds. Once we give you the subject, the counter starts, okay?
Yeah.
Pretty easy, pretty simple game. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's have Keith and Marilyn go first.
Keith, as soon as I say this, the 10 seconds begin. Here we go. Keith, name 5 types of non-chocolate candy in 10 seconds.
Tube Jubes, licorice, chips, wine gums.
More.
Gummy bears. Candy. Candy
cake. Wow, and the list just went on. You hesitated and you kept going.
Okay.
Well done. All right.
How many?
17. There was a little bit of a break there and then he kept rolling.
I think I heard 6.
Point taken. All right. 5 and 10. 5 and 10. Are you ready? We need 5 different cans of diet soda. Go.
Diet soda. Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Diet 7-Up.
That was 3.
Dang it, Juliana.
We have a winner.
Okay, we do. Keith, you get to get that full... do you have kids in your family?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you are the best dad in the world because Cured Catering is going to deliver right to your door a platter of candy.
Yummy.
Yummy with your gummies. All right. Yeah. All right. Thanks for playing. Juliana, thank you for playing. Keith, congratulations. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Nicely done. All right, cool. So the 6:30 games will start you on Monday morning. Can you believe it's Friday already?
No, I'm so... The week went fast for me. How about you?
Yeah, the week definitely flew. Baby, wake up.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
Do you currently live with a roommate, or can you think back to the times where you did live with a roommate and something happened and it was like, that's it, I'm done. Like, what was the last straw? That's the question for you. What was the last straw for you and your roommate? Because this roommate literally freaked out because of what she did. You'll see the play on words.
Okay.
53-year-old Mary Ann Lannon was living with her cousin of Clearwater, Florida.
Okay.
All right. Hello, Florida. 5 years they lived together, and earlier this week, she completely lost it because her cousin did something that she just couldn't take anymore. She put a song on a endless loop, and let's just say this. Hit it.
Freak out. You freak, says she. Freak out.
Yeah, Le Chic.
Okay.
On an endless loop.
By Chic.
Yeah.
So her cousin put this on an endless loop. Now, right. What do you think happened there?
They had some kind of drama.
Yeah,
they had some kind of beef. And she said, well, watch this. And she hit the music and just let it play and play and play. And then eventually it turned into a physical altercation.
Ooh. Wow.
Now, Marilyn,
cousins. Fighting cousins.
Fighting cousins in Florida. Yeah. Now, Marilyn, if your roommate put this song on a loop, I don't think that would really get under your skin. This is one of your favorites, right?
Oh, my God. Yes, for sure. Whenever you play it on a house party, I'm like, yes, Jamar.
Well, Marianne shoved her cousin, a 64-year-old, and when she shoved her 64-year-old cousin, she fell into a tiki bar. The bar collapsed, and she landed face first onto the speaker, got a black eye, and it turned into a big domestic battery charge.
Well, I'm sorry to laugh, but when you said tiki bar, it just kind of... With the music and the tiki bar and the black guy, OMG. Well, you know what? Someone was trying to get somebody out of the apartment.
Yeah,
no doubt about it.
Wow. So what was the last straw for you and your roommate? You could text us 104536.
I had one, didn't you?
Yeah, my roommate. I noticed in the mornings when I was in my freshman year, I'd look on the floor and I'd see pennies on the floor every morning. I'd be like, what are these pennies doing on the floor? And I'd pick them up and just put them like in the little penny jar or whatever.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything of it, but it was a little weird because I didn't remember dropping them.
Mm-hmm.
One night in the middle of the night, I felt something hit my face. I was like, what? And I woke up and I realized that my roommate had been throwing pennies at my face in the middle of the night because I snored.
Oh, God.
I mean, yeah, it's funny. It's embarrassing.
Yeah,
but what if I swallowed one of those pennies, man?
Right.
So that was the last straw.
Okay.
For me.
All right. You got
We're still friends, oddly, but.
That's good. That's good. Wow. That's why all the pennies were. How long did it take you to get to that conclusion? A couple months? A couple weeks?
I would say a couple months today until I decided I had to make a change.
Okay. All right. Wow. I got to go back to roommate time. All right. Let's think about this. Wow. Yeah,
Texas, what was the last straw between you and your roommate where you realized, I'm done. I can't live with you anymore.
Thanks a lot, but I'm going to go find a new roommate. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 104.5.
Living with a stranger sometimes can be a very sound economical choice, but sometimes it's just an awkward living situation.
You know, it got me to thinking, too, how quickly we were when we were younger, how fast we decide, I need a roommate. You want to be my roommate? We didn't really do 100%. A fact-checking thing.
Yo, you're so right about that.
Yeah.
I mean, in university, they just literally paired us with strangers. Like,
right.
I remember I got the welcome packet about finally getting into school.
Yeah.
You're going to be living with this guy. I'm like, great. Who is this guy?
And
I called him. It was just... There was no Facebook to look him up on.
No. Listen, I ended up with somebody from Montana who turned out to be awesome and great student, and we had a great relationship. But, you know, as time goes on, you know, you're at a bar and you're looking for a roommate because the rents are going up so high. You're going, and you're having fun with this person. You're going, hey, you want to be a roommate? That's what happened to me. She also happened to be in radio. I will not say her name. She's not in radio anymore. She doesn't live in the country. But when I was on air, you know, she would go through my closet and try my clothes on and I would wear them. And I didn't have a lot of clothes, but I would find them on the floor when I got home or 2 days later and they were dirty. And I thought, what's going on here?
So awkward.
Awkward, awkward. And then this was the ultimate, guys. This was the ultimate. When I went on vacation, the station let me know that she came in and said, you don't want to work with her anymore. I live with her. You should hire me instead. That's when it was time to go.
How did you find out she did that?
Because the station called me when I was in Philly visiting my sister. And they go, you know, this just happened. I went, what? But, you know, I had no clue. I had no clue that this is happening because I think the best of everybody. And I didn't know that. So when I came back, when she was at work, I moved into the apartment next door, which was available, and didn't leave her with any bills or anything like that. I said, I think I'm terminating this and there's the last month's rent and I'm moving on.
So that was the last straw when she tried to take your job from you.
Right. But you see a like-minded person and you think, oh, they understand shift work and everything like that. But I didn't really do a cross check.
Nope. Well, she wanted to be you. She wanted to wear your clothing and take your job.
Wild.
The last straw for you and your roommate, Miles.
Oh, this must have been about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was working on a different morning show a long, long time ago. And I would wake up at maybe, you know, 4 a.m. like we do now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living with a really good friend, and this would be around the same time he would be coming home from a night out, and quite often with a girl that he just met.
Okay, okay.
So they'd be drinking in the kitchen, I'd say bye, and then I'd come home after work the next day, and he'd be in my bed.
In your bed?
Because he never made his bed, his sheets were never clean, mine were always immaculate, and he thought, I'm going to take her to this room.
Oh, wow.
The clean room.
No. So he,
wow, that's great.
All the time. And I was like, oh, not again. Yeah. And there was no locks on the door, so I couldn't lock my bedroom.
So How long did that relationship last?
He was a good friend from school, so I couldn't be too mean at him. We were young, it was fun, but yeah, it was not cool. Not cool. Especially when you're tired and you want to come home and nap.
I know. I hear you.
How about this one? Someone texted in, last straw was when I caught him washing his feet in the sink. Last straw. Another person says, when my roommate told me he believed that there were mermaids frozen at the bottom of the sea, that was the last straw.
Wow, okay.
When I waking up to a new guy in our kitchen or bathroom every morning, I knew that was the last straw.
Busy. I think you should just do a better better cross-check on these people, background check.
Channel 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
I don't know if you knew this, but March is Fraud Prevention Month. Yeah. And I guess there's so much fraud going on these days that it needs a holiday, right?
Yeah.
joining us to talk more about that, we have Patty Lovett Reed. Thank you for joining, Patty. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jamar. Hi, Mayor.
Hey, so it's good to draw attention to this. I know you listed five of them, and there's been a lot of scams happening, especially over lockdown. Do you want to mention a couple of them?
Sure, I do. And, you know, I just want to say, though, I do think fraudsters have gotten a lot more sophisticated.
Yeah.
They're very intrusive and they're very skillful who they want to target. So here's one right off the top. No money, no problem. You know what? You can apply online if you can't get money through your bank. But first, before you do, you got to give a security deposit because your poor credit isn't good enough at the bank. You send a small amount in return for a larger amount coming back. And it is a fake online loan. And, you know, you think this isn't going to happen. But for those people who are really desperate, guess what? They're reaching out. I'll throw one more out there for conversation.
Sure.
Need a job? No problem. You know, there are a lot of ads for working from home. And, you know, I get it. People are struggling. They're balancing home life, work life. So many also are saying, you know, I've had a lot of thought and I want to expand my horizons. So before you decide to jump into something, you might see a job and they'll say, sure, send us some money. We will train you. We will provide the work supplies. And of course, you know where this is going. You never get reimbursed job is fake.
So there's three S's you want us to watch out for, if we can remember those during a fraud prevention month and always. What would they be?
Stop. Breathe. Take a moment, stand back, scrutinize to see if no one should be asking you for money up front, ever. And then speak up. If I can, Marilyn, you and I have talked about my mom over the years.
Yeah.
And mom was on the phone recently and her financial institution, she thought, called her and asked her for a little information, which she thought was very legit because they knew a lot about her.
Yeah.
And she gave it out.
Uh-oh.
A minute later, she thought about it. She called my sister. Not me. She called my sister. She called the financial institution immediately and literally in that moment stopped a large fraud in its tracks.
Look at that.
Wow. And
I'm not making this up. I'm not even sure mom wants me to sell it. But you know what? She said, I'm going to speak up about this because they're smart and they can figure things out about you in a heartbeat. Speaking of heartbeat, you know, the romance scam?
Yes.
That is definitely on the rise.
No,
definitely
people are
on
lonely.
The rise.
They're lonely.
They are lonely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this newish relationship, they ask for a little money. It could be for travel to see you. It could be for an emergency. And the numbers escalate. And the one that breaks my heart as well is the pet scam.
Yeah.
Very What's quickly. The pet scam?
Phony puppies. You know, people are, we know the price of puppies and the demand has gone high. Mm-hmm. According to the Better Business Bureau, the average loss in 2020, over $1,000.
Really?
You put the deposit and you never get the puppy.
That's a heartbreaker.
That is a heartbreaker. So thank you, Patricia Lovett Reed, Chief Financial Commentator for CTV News. Where can we follow you, Patty?
I'm on ctvnews.ca and on Instagram, Patty_Lovett Reed. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Marilyn Dennis and and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
There is so much to watch this weekend. I mean, if you haven't gotten caught up on everything that's already come out, what about all the things getting ready to come out or already out now? I haven't even checked my Amazon Prime yet. Are you ready for Coming to America? The sequel to the classic Eddie Murphy film Coming to America, which dropped in 1988, excuse me.
Wow.
It's finally
88?
Out. Yeah, that's when that came out.
Wow.
I was like a wee little tyke at that time.
You were.
But it was still one of my favorite movies, still to this day, one of my favorite movies of all time. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, Miles, I cannot believe you haven't seen this.
I've never seen it.
This is great.
I know.
You got this is your assignment. You have to watch Coming to America 1 today.
Yeah.
And then, do you have Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Then you got to watch the sequel. That's on Prime today.
Perfect.
A lot of people were really apprehensive about Eddie Murphy doing a sequel to this, and he looked at a bunch of different scripts, and apparently this script is the one that they said was the funniest, and he felt completely confident to do this one. Arsenio Hall's been doing interviews all over the place, and he's really excited. It's getting really good reviews. People are saying it's funny.
Good.
And a lot of the crew is back, and of course some other special, I guess you would call, cameos you can find inside of the movie. So it's going to be great. Marilyn, do you remember when that movie came out? I mean, it was big up here too, right?
Oh, yeah. I watched it. My favorite scene always was the barbershop.
Oh, yeah.
When they play all the characters in the barbershop.
And you know what's so funny, too? So many people don't even realize, still to this day, that Eddie and Arsenio played those characters in the barbershop.
Know.
People thought that they were real people.
Yeah. It's almost like it's. I think that's maybe the a big influence for Tyler Perry in all his movies.
Yeah. You're doing all the prosthetics and the costumes and such. Yeah. That's a good call.
So this is from the original when they arrive at the airport in New York and get into the cab.
Okay.
Are you sure you guys want to go to Queens? A couple rich fellas like you should be in Manhattan. Stay at the Waldorf for the Palace.
The Palace sounds good. Take us there.
No, I want Queens. And we're not rich. We're ordinary African students.
Whatever you say, pal.
Then you look behind the cab and there's like
a
trail of riches. This is great.
Do we need to watch one to get to two?
I say if you don't watch one, you're doing yourself a serious disservice because it is so funny.
Yeah.
And just being, I grew up in Queens. So hearing Eddie Murphy spin the globe and go, where am I going to find my queen? And then he hits Queens. We laughed because...
Sure.
It could be nothing further from the truth, right?
I
mean, they're very nice women there, but not Queens, you know what I'm saying?
You were such a little boy with a little J.
I know.
That crazy? You even got it back then. So I would say this. I would absolutely watch the first one before you get to the second one because it'll all make sense.
But check out who's in this one now.
Okay.
Trevor Noah makes an appearance in it.
Oh, my gosh. Great.
Leslie Jones. Louis Anderson is back in this one.
All fans of the first movie, too.
Wesley Snipes.
Uh-huh.
Morgan Freeman playing himself. Tiana Taylor, the R&B songstress. Of course, James Earl Jones is back. Kiki. Kiki Lane. Arsenio Hall, of course. Eddie Murphy and others. Also, this weekend, Oprah Winfrey is sitting down for a talk with Meghan Markle. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's going to be a two-hour show. It starts at 8 o'clock, and there are no limits to this conversation. We've just had a couple of teases. I know that Azalea's been talking to us about it on Trending. And I think that I did not know that the royal family's other name was The Firm. That's the thing. And then throughout the week, they've been kind of teasing little things back and forth about, Meghan feeling that she was bullied when she was there. And then instead of ignoring that, Buckingham Palace has said, we're going to look into that. So that's really interesting that they've actually put some credence to her complaint, which was in 2018, now before this airs. Now, prior to all of this, the Queen is going to give her speech, which was already booked, which was already going to happen.
Mm.
And so that's an interesting thing. And the other part to all of this is Prince Philip, as we know, who's going to be 100 years old in June. He's not feeling well, although recovering slowly at a hospital, and they're watching it very closely to, I don't know, if he's not doing well, they might pull it on Sunday, but for right now, it's a go. Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Oprah talks to Harry and Meghan.
Wow. Some of the royal stuff is like a head-scratcher to me.
I know.
Trying to sieve through it. We'll talk about that later, but...
Right.
Okay, a lot to watch this weekend.
Yeah.
A lot to watch this weekend. Check it out. Let's see, 5 minutes away from the birthday jackpot. $500, maybe even $5,000. Let's see who gets up to the wheel this morning. Right after traffic, what's going on?
Chum 104.5's birthday jackpot.
Josie.
Hi.
You made it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, let's give you the big news. You just won $500.
Yay!
Hey, you have a March birthday?
Yes.
What date is it?
It's March 30.
Okay, so we're looking for the 30th.
So you got a gift already. Let's see if you get a bigger gift of $5,000. We have spun that second wheel for the day. How are we looking there, Jamar?
Looking good. Looking really good. Look, 26, sorry.
Oh.
Someone blowing the wheel.
Josie, happy birthday. $500. What are you going to do with it?
I still don't know, but my daughter said, Mommy, buy me a Roblox.
Okay.
That's great. Who's lost and who knows what we're talking about here? Roblox, the video game, yeah?
Yes.
She wants some Robux?
Yes.
I bought my nephew some Robux for his birthday, and I was like, hey, 75.
Tell everybody what it is.
It's a game
that,
you know, everyone plays on their computer or handheld or whatever. Yeah. And then you buy these little Robux, and they give you, like, I guess skins or new players and stuff. I'm probably botching this. But when I gave him the Robux, I've never seen a kid happier.
Right.
I know.
And it's not even a thing you can hold. It's not a toy. It's just like a thing that, you know, an upgrade.
An upgrade to what you're already playing. Well, I wouldn't have known had you not mentioned that that's what you did for your nephew.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Okay. Well, enjoy the Robux and the Roblox, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Josie.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
So I guess the big thing this Sunday is Oprah Winfrey sitting down for a long chat with Meghan Markle.
With Harry and Meghan.
Both of them will be there.
Okay. Then she'll talk to Harry separately and Meghan separately. And them as a couple. I don't know what order that's going to be. It's 90 minutes CBS special because Oprah is very attached to CBS. Her friend Gail works for that network. And it is much anticipated. It really is. They had teaser clips all week.
Here's a clip now.
Okay.
Take a listen.
How do you feel about the palace hearing you speak your truth today?
I don't know how they could expect that after all of this time, we would still just be silent if there is an active role that the firm is playing in perpetuating falsehoods about us.
The firm.
And that means, and then she goes on to say, and if that comes with a risk of losing things, I mean, there's a lot of that has already been lost.
Oprah Winfrey says this could be her best interview ever,
which
is a super head-scratching comment for me. This would be her best interview? This?
Well, you know what? The BBC is comparing it to, or other people are comparing it to, when, Diana, Princess of Wales with Martin Brashear back in 1990, in the 1990s. You know, how big it is in that it is what? What does that mean? Is because it's today in the moment. Do you think so, Jamar?
I'm honestly not surprised by anything that's happening to Meghan Markle right now.
Yeah.
Like, she married into a family that probably didn't want her there in the first place, and then into a culture that probably didn't want her involved in the whole thing in the first place. Like, I mean, I feel bad for what she's going through, but this is pretty much what the predictable outcome would have been. And then leaving I actually think Harry wanted to leave all along. I don't think Harry wanted to be part of royalty anymore. So I think that was part of it.
Why do you think?
I just think because of what he saw that happened to his mother.
Yeah.
You know, I think that really kind of crushed him as a young kid. So it probably tainted his view of just his royal seat, if you will, from an early age. And then just, I remember when he was growing up, he was kind of like the wild child, right? He was doing all the partying and stuff. He really wasn't trying to run like royalty. He was trying to be on the outside of things. So I think his long game to begin with was to eventually get out. And I think that's what he's doing now.
And now, live from Buckingham Palace, we have our resident Brit.
Oh, yes. Miles, so what is this Oprah's biggest or best? Is this potentially her best interview ever?
We'll find out. I don't know if she means, you know, by the size of the star and in Meghan Markle and the severity of the story right now, or she means the actual conversation.
Yeah.
You know, we'll find out on Sunday.
I guess we will find out on
Sunday.
Tough to
say.
I'm already putting it very low on my equity list, but I know I'm way on the minority on this.
I will say, though, that, you know, even me, and I'm from the UK, I've kind of grown up not around the royal family. I didn't.
But in the
hanging
culture,
out with
for
Harry,
sure.
That's you.
No, but you grew up in the culture.
They're always in the tabloids. They're always in the newspapers every morning. Yeah. So I will say that I'm interested just because they are still that family that we don't quite know everything about. There's always a little bit of mystique. You want
even
to know
with the crown, even with the crown, we were given some insight, and that's all. The crown said that is not autobiographical, but anyway, we watch it. It's famous. It's doing well in ratings. But yeah, you grew up in it, so this is part of your life.
No, they are arguably the most famous family in the world that we don't know that much about.
Here's true.
Here's the deal, guys. So they say, everyone's talking about it in the UK. Mm. Everybody. There was a reporter from CBS the other day saying, there's not one person not talking about it, but they are all agreeing on something. Mm-hmm. And that is, when this comes out, this could actually put the final wedge in between Harry and his family, because there was a little open door policy for him to come back if he ever wanted to come back. And they're saying this will close that door. So we'll have to wait and see. I want to watch it. I do.
Okay.
I want to know what it is that we don't know that Meghan and Harry witnessed. And it will be interesting to see how Buckingham Palace replies to all of this.
I will put air quotes around interesting.
Sure, because it's not our world.
Yeah, no.
But I'm watching The Crown, and I like The Crown, and I want to know what's going to happen in the next series.
The interview I would have done if I was Oprah would have been Meghan Markle's mother, and I would say, why did you let your daughter marry into that family? They did not want her there.
Well, because she's an adult and she fell in love with Harry. That would have been my answer.
I would have told my daughter, there's no way you need to marry into that family.
You know, I have to say that, you know, our dear friend Roger Ashby, when all this was happening and all the hype and the wedding and everything, he said, I don't think she really understands, Meghan, what she's in for. Hmm. And I said to him, what do you mean? He goes, I don't even know what I mean. He said, but it is big and large and restrictive. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, Sunday night, 8 o'clock. Please don't call me or text me. I will be watching that special.
We know what you're doing that night.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Cool. Well, I guess the world's eyes will be watching.
Yeah.
And hopefully getting questions answered. The very big, important questions.
I feel badly for both sides. I really do. Ugh, that's awful. Because that's dirty laundry in the Oprah sphere. And by the way, they may not be royalty anymore, but they're talking to royalty, and that's Oprah Winfrey.
Match, game.
All right, let's talk to Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you feeling?
Sherry.
I'm doing great.
You sound
great. How are you?
I'm fine. You sound great.
Well, I'm up for this.
All right. Well, you're playing match game today. You're calling number 25. Choose your player so we can move on.
I think I'm going to go with Marilyn today.
Marilyn is up.
Okay, I'm gone. Bye.
You selected Marilyn.
I'm going to have Marilyn take off those headphones, hit the button. Marilyn. Marilyn, she can't hear us. Okay, great. Let's play.
Okay.
All right, Sherry, for $200, you've got 15 seconds to answer as soon as I give you the first word this morning. The first word is hockey.
Hockey.
What's your second word?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So we have hockey player, hockey playoff, hockey nights, hockey player, hockey playoffs is coming to mind.
Time is running out.
We're not in the playoffs yet, so I'm going to go with hockey player, I guess.
Player. Locking it in? Yeah,
I am.
Answer locked.
Here she comes. Come on in. All right.
You need to make big swooping movements for me to come back in.
Not a problem.
All right. Here we go.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Miles. That means this is going to hurt, Marilyn. That's what that means. Okay.
Today, the first word is hockey.
Oh, wow. The first thing that comes to my mind is hockey dad. The second thing is hockey great. Oh, man. In honor of Wayne Gretzky's dad, Walter, I'm going to say hockey dad.
Locking it in?
Yeah.
Answer locked.
Sherry, what did you say?
Marilyn, I said hockey player.
Oh, that too is a good one.
There's so many choices for hockey.
What a word. There were so many.
This one was truly going to be a hard one because there's really, I mean, it really, I would have said hockey puck.
Yeah.
You said hockey dad, the timeliness of it.
Yeah.
Hockey team, hockey player, hockey seat. I mean, there's hockey mom. There's so many different things for hockey.
So many. Walter Gretzky passed away, 82 years of age. We'll talk more a little about that a little bit later. That's why I thought of hockey dad because he was the ultimate hockey dad.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much for playing. I'm sorry. To win your money.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's quite all right. Okay. Have a good day, everybody.
No problem. Take care. All right.
Wow. It depends on what's going on in the world.
There's so many different reasons why one would pick a word, right?
Yeah.
Like it could be just the first thing that comes to your mind. You pick something relevant to the current events. I mean, it's really anything.
That's a brand new track. A little funk in your back. Brother Bruno Mars on it.
Jamar, you were the FM station in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania when I was a teenager.
It's the quiet storm
you gotta backsell the song differently, right? Sonic.
You do, and thank you. Thank you for this music. This is such a great new song. The album's coming out later on this year, but couldn't happen soon enough.
Yeah, so you got Bruno Mars teaming up with R&B crooner Anderson .Paak. He's, for a lot of people, one of the newer people on the block, but for some people who are in the kind of the underground scene, they know who he is. He's toured and did shows with Bruno Mars. They've got a new band together called Silk Sonic.
So reminiscent of the Shy Lights of Stylistics, and that in the background, that's very Teddy Pendergrass.
There you go.
Very much Sound of Philadelphia. Well, welcome to the charts. I love it.
If you look at the album cover too, or the cover art for the song, they have pictures with the big funky glasses on. He kind of looks like Stevie Wonder on there.
Oh, cool.
It's all of that.
Love it. I love it. Let's play it again.
Brand new here on Chum.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending? Let me know.
Oh, hi, Azalea.
Letting it loose for your Jerry Curl juice. It's new Silk Sonic. I mean, you got to just do it like that, right? That's the only way to do
it. It's brilliant. I love it. Hi.
All right. So what's trending this morning, Azalea Hart? What you got?
Well, today is the National Day of Unplugging. So for 24 hours today, or try this weekend if you can, unplug, relax, reflect, be active, connect with loved ones safely, and try to be outdoors. And while you're unplugging, look up in the sky tonight. The God of Chaos asteroid will pass by Earth around 8:15 tonight. Mm. If you miss it, you're not going to get another chance to see it until April of 2029.
I feel like he's been hovering for a while. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a live stream if you want to check it out on virtualtelescope.eu. Also, a big decision today will be made for Toronto and Peel Region on whether we'll go into the gray zone, which would allow non-essential retail stores to reopen at 25% capacity, including those in shopping malls. Mayor Tory said this morning that he believes a province will approve the request. If Toronto enters a gray zone next week, it will also mean that the province's stay-at-home order will be lifted and outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people will be permitted once again.
Okay.
So, you know, we just passed 100 days in lockdown, so a little light at the end of the tunnel is pretty good for me. Fingers crossed for patio season.
Isn't that weird that they call it the gray zone and it's actually worse? Like, like gray is a very
confusing. Could be good, could be bad.
Gray is a neutral color. It's like gray is the most inoffensive or whatever thing that there is, gray.
What's the color we're shooting for, everybody?
I don't even know.
I have no idea. Once they started this color coding, I got really confused. Anyway,
I love fuchsia, purple, really, really cute. You know, I don't know. What color do we want?
Also in some sadder news.
Yeah.
In the Canadian hockey world today, last night Wayne Gretzky's father, Wayne Gretzky posted last night that his father passed away, and he was the ultimate Canadian hockey dad, and he passed away at the age of 82.
Yeah.
And Walter Gretzky became a name on his own as well. They were in commercials together like Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Doesn't get more Canadian than that. He essentially became the blue collar symbol of a devoted hockey parent in a country filled with them.
And you know, like I said before, anytime you meet Walter, and you know, I had a couple of occasions, like everybody did. I don't know. I think he met all Canadians, really, no matter where he went. He had no airs about him. He was really down to earth and he was proud of his son, but didn't take that away from his son, that it was his son that was famous, not him, but he was happy to be the father of the great one. Thanks, Azalea. Can we play that Bruno Mars, the Silk Sonic song?
Well, we actually have Linda on the line who has a question for you, Jamar.
Oh yeah,
what's up?
Hi, good morning, Jamar. I've got a request for you.
Sure.
Can you please do that voice on your house party tonight?
Come on, Jamar, do it. Dig deep, honey. Dig deep.
Large and in charge. I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean? He's going to start laughing. Linda, good request. I want to hear that.
Sure.
Boy, tell me you're going to play that tonight.
I would have to. I would have to. That's already a classic. God. Minutes old, right?
Okay, well, let me tell you.
Thank you, Linda.
Linda, you are right on. It took me back to those days. Let me tell you. That's fantastic. Wow, three, like Drake, Justin Bieber, and Silk Sonic today. It's a good Friday.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Gosh, so much going on. So everyone's looking forward to Sunday for the big interview with Meghan Markle and Oprah Winfrey.
So try to watch it. It's on CBS. Try to watch it and let us know. We're going to weigh in on that on Monday. What did you think? I don't know if you care. Is it Oprah's best interview ever? She claims it's
a lot of people don't care. Trust me about that. But
it's something to talk about.
But it is a big, it is still a big deal. I get both sides, I guess. Yeah, I get both sides. I'm interested to see what Meghan Markle is going to reveal to us, if there's anything we didn't know already, right?
Right. I never called my family the firm, but now I look back, I'm thinking maybe I should have. No, just kidding.
Like, what does that mean?
The firm. It's the royal family. That's what they refer to as the firm. Other things that are happening today. First of all, sunshine. Next week, the forecast, there's going to be rain, the forecast. But guys, Thursday, Friday could be 12 degrees. So, I mean, that's good for anyone who likes to bike ride and not do it in the snow. Ooh. And then tonight, it's the lounge party. I mean, the house party.
The lounge party. So you're in a lounge vibe listening to Silk Sonic? Is that what it is?
Yeah,
8 o'clock, I'll start the party.
That's good.
And, I'm happy it's Friday. I wasn't really, like, aching for Friday like I usually am.
It just dropped in.
It really did.
We weren't, like slugging it through the week. It's here, so.
So I'm not going to complain, but I definitely wasn't like, get me to Friday this week.
Yeah.
Also, Coming to America 2 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Something to laugh at. Miles, watch part 1, please, man.
Okay.
Yeah, watch part 1 so you can see part 2.
I'm in.
And get in on the laughs.
And then the real Coming to America with Prince Harry in the Oprah interview.
How about that? That is literally like another Coming to America.
Coming to America to a Coming to America.
Yeah, that's a Coming to America story for sure.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. She should have just went to Zamunda and find herself an Akeem. She would have had a much easier time. Like, really? Okay, well, anyway. 8:58, have a great weekend.
By the way, amazing first week for Azalea Hart.
Oh, yes.
Trending.
Oh,
I forgot about that. Yeah.
You had your first week. You did such
Thank
a
you for
great job.
That
you survived.
And by the way, today's the due date for baby Caitlin's son. Caitlin's baby son. Whatever.
Great, great. Did you have a good week, Azalea?
I did. Oh. It was exceptional.
Good.
And very exciting.
Awesome. Okay, cool. All right.
Caitlin,
cool.
We're thinking of you. We know that you're listening to us, and we hope, I don't know, that baby might come this weekend.
Chum 104.5.